The new reform measures announced by President Xi Jinping at this week's Boao Forum for Asia have sent the world a message of certainty at a time of rising trade protectionism and have been warmly welcomed by many countries that are championing an open economy, including Australia. Dan Tebbutt is with the Australian Trade and Investment Commission, or Austrade. He has been Austrade's Senior Trade Commissioner for North China and Minister Councillor at the Australian Embassy in Beijing since 2015. Speaking with CRI in Sydney, Tebbutt says Australia welcomes China's continued commitment to the liberalisation of its economy.
Australia warmly welcomes President Xi's speech this week. It's a very significant speech and also a speech that's very consistent with President Xi's previous statements, such as his Davos speech last year. I also note that it's very consistent with other recent announcements by the Chinese government, including liberalisation in the financial services sector, which was announced late last year, and also Premier Li Keqiang's work report at the Lianhui, where he announced new opening up for areas such as aged care and healthcare. Australia really welcomes those developments. We welcome China's continued commitment to openness in the economy.
In his keynote speech, President Xi Jinping noted that China will significantly broaden its market access in 2018, which, according to Tebbutt, brings new opportunities for the two countries to enhance their economic cooperation.
From the Australian perspective, we're particularly encouraged to hear mention of areas such as aged care and healthcare. Those are some of the areas that are particularly addressed in the China-Australia Free Trade Agreement, which has been enforced for almost 3 years now, has proved very popular. We're seeing very strong interest in both China and Australia in cooperation around healthcare and aged care.
China's trade with Australia was worth more than $130 billion last year, a whopping 23% increase over the previous year, thanks to their free trade agreement that went into effect in December 2015. Tebbutt says Australia is actively exploring new areas of cooperation that would boost two-way trade.
We would hope to see continued commitment to, for example, the cross-border e-commerce reforms that have been very successful in China in recent years. They've led to significant increases in trade and commerce, many more people in China enjoying products such as Australian complementary medicines or skincare products. We hope to see that continue. Really, from an Austrade perspective, very glad to see that companies such as Jingdong and Alibaba have opened offices in Australia. We continue to see opportunities for two-way trade through the e-commerce platforms.
China will hold its first international import expo in Shanghai in November. Australian businesses can look forward to new and further opportunities in goods and services, including those in food, agriculture, tourism, education, healthcare, medical equipment, and emerging technology sectors. Australian Trade, Tourism and Investment Minister Stephen Tumbull is set to lead the Australian delegation to the expo. According to the Consulate General of China in Sydney, about 90 major Australian companies have so far registered to take part in the expo. For CRI, this is Qi Zhi reporting from Sydney, Australia.